Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we'd like to let you spread the word, let other people know where they can find us, and also let people know where they can find us. We're in Alston on Holton Street. So if you're not doing anything this Sunday and you're looking for a place to go to Mass at 10 o'clock in the morning, come by and celebrate Mass with us. Well, it is, in fact, Friday, and Friday, third Friday of Easter, by the way, and it is being Friday, the day we also listen to Father Adriano Zandana's series on fear. Now, this is the last episode of his series, and he was so generous in sending us this series to help us to deal with fear and all kinds of things. So he is a great inspiration to all of us, and we all enjoy his great energy, his great preaching, his great everything. And if you happen to speak Portuguese, you can see him at Canção Nova. Actually, I should put it this way, TV.Canção Nova, C-A-N-C-A-O-N-O-V-A, that's one word, so TV dot and then one word, Canção Nova, C-A-N-C-A-O-N-O-V-A.com. And you'll find him among others who are part of the Canção Nova TV community. So anyway, we are going to listen to Father Adriano Zandana and his last series on fear, coming to us all the way from Cachoeira Paulista in Brazil.
Hi, this is Father Adriano Zandana from Canção Nova Community in Brazil. I'm very happy to be here with you all. Thank you, Father Bob, for the invitation. I really appreciate this time here with you, with Boston audience. It's amazing for me. And today it's going to be the last episode of our series talking about how to overcome fear. We've been talking about the fact of fear in the world and in our lives, and how the power of faith and prayer can help us triumph in these trying times. When you feel anxiety, how do you deal with it? A lot of people bottle up their fears and try to hide them or ignore them. We sometimes pretend that our fears don't exist, but that isn't the healthiest thing to do. Sometimes we face our fears, we shine a light on them and try to find a constructive way to deal with them. We have to be careful in these moments. When we are overwhelmed by fear, we might fall into the trap of just doing anything. We must act, that is true, but we must act with wisdom. And it is through God's guidance that we can find the light in the storm and find the strength to do what is right. We must pray and listen to God. We must read the Bible, as I've been telling you in the last episodes, and open our minds and hearts to its powerful message. You can think of God like a lighthouse. Why do sailors need lighthouses? Well, the lighthouse shows them the way to safety and steers them away from danger. If you are on the sea and it's calm and there is no wind, the lighthouse is always there in the same place. If it is windy and the water is choppy, the lighthouse is always in the same place. If there are huge waves and storms, the lighthouse is always there in the same place. If you navigate by the lighthouse, it will always be there to lead you, to guide you to a safe place. Well, that lighthouse is the guiding light of faith in God, of the word of the Lord, and it leads us away from fear and towards love. Fear can harden us and isolate us. The antidote to that is compassion and love. Try to remember in the dark moments that God always loves you, that He doesn't judge and doesn't lock you away. Try to turn that light and compassion to the world. Let God's love be your love and His compassion be your compassion. Through His love, we can conquer anything. Fear is the enemy of love. We are going through some trying times, aren't we? We've spent so long in isolation, and in these last years, we spent so long in isolation and finally come through it into a time of instability and strife. Well, I'm here to tell you that bringing God into your life and living closer to Him can help you to overcome your fear and live with love in your heart. A great risk of letting our fear guide us is that it can lead us away from God and away from the life we should be living. Because we do not feel loved and accepted by God, we'll tend to let our worst part take over. Unfortunately, the Bible tells us that fear leads us to sin, that is, to disobedience of God's purposes. We read in the first letter of John, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has punishment, and he that fears is not made perfect in love. We can't understand that to mean that we must be fearless at every moment of our lives. It's impossible. We feel fear, anxiety, and insecurity as a natural part of our lives. But we must not live in fear. We must live in love and faith in the Lord. Saint John Chrysostom, who was the Archbishop of Constantinople in the 5th century, taught us, love is the passport with which man passes through all the heavenly doors without obstacle. So when we look around and see the uncertainty of our world, how can we find the love in our hearts that God wishes us to feel? One of our most powerful tools is daily thoughtful prayer. Seek to open your heart to God's will. Build a routine of prayer into your daily life. Unburden your heart, but remember to celebrate all of God's gifts. Prayer of gratitude creates cycles of positive feelings in us, positive thoughts. Our ancient Eastern Christian forefathers always meditate on the acts of God and the word of the Lord. This allowed them to find God's guiding light in times of great turmoil and strife. Fear begins in our minds, and we need to shift our focus to the light of God's love. When we make an effort to keep our minds and God's promises and love for us, it gives us the strength to fight fear, and it causes our confidence to grow. We feel supported by God's power, and so our hearts have no reasons to fear and to feel forsaken by Him. Fear and uncertainty are like a raging river that cuts us off from our goals and our true purpose in life. We must pray deeply and focus on God's love. God is the bridge that leads us over the flood of fear. Through faith in God, we can overcome an obstacle. Our fear is like a storm on the ocean, which causes huge waves. However, we learn from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, verse from 22 to 33, that Jesus walks on the water. That means that He's above the raging waters that lead us to fear. He's stronger than those waves, and with His power and guidance, we will walk on the water as well. And the storm will not prevail against us. We need to put our trust in Him and focus our senses and minds on His words, and He will raise us above the anxiety. And He will raise us above the anxiety and uncertainty that hold us back and make us a slave of fear. Thank you, Lord. Thank you because You are stronger than our fears. You are stronger than our weaknesses. And through Your help, we can overcome everything. We can overcome our fears. Please, Lord, set us free from the work of the devil. Set us free from negativity, from heartache, from sadness, from bitterness. Set us free, Lord, from everything that has been holding us back. Send Your Holy Spirit, Lord, upon us. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us, lift us up. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us with Your love, Your hope, Your joy, Your faith. Fill us, Holy Spirit, with the virtues from God. Give us guidance, give us strength, give us the courage to start again, to begin our journey again with God, making better choices, leaving the bad things behind. Come, Holy Spirit, upon us. Make us able to understand everything that we have been listening to here in this series about how to overcome fear. May Almighty God bless you all. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. That is it for today. And through this show, we wrap up our series about how to overcome fear. It was a pleasure for me to be here with you all. Please pray for me. Pray for my community in Brazil, Canção Nova community. We are a huge community here. We are committed with evangelization through media. We have 1,300 members, 68 priests, and we've been working hard to reach people out for Jesus. Pray for us, please. God bless you all. Thank you, Father Bob.
And thank you, Father Adriano Zandana, for just a wonderful series, as can be expected. You just did a wonderful job, and thank you very much, Father Adriano Zandana. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Well, thank you again for listening, and always remember that we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on WROL 950 AM and at WROLradio.com. And our program also drops on various podcast platforms. And also you can hear us on Podbean, which is our home platform. And finally, we'll be back on Monday. Have a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.